That was pretty. Aren't we good? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The band works for us too. Yes. I want to talk more today about the six mental faculties. We started this last week with imagination and intuition. Today is memory and will. So just as you have five senses, you have six mental faculties. They are tools to use for whatever you want to create. You know, we keep saying your thoughts have creative power. You're the creator of your experience. It's Unity's third principle. So we're breaking down how that works. These ideas came out of a book in the 1930s called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. He interviewed wealthy people and learned what they had in common was the way they thought. We talk about these six mental faculties in prosperity classes, but they can be applied to anything, your health, your relationships, whatever it is you're working on. So if you look at a skyscraper, it may be magnificent, but you can break down how it was put together. First, there was an idea, sketches, blueprints. Then there were building tools. And no matter how impressive a building is, its construction boils down mainly to people with hammers, nails, screwdrivers, drills, saws, maybe welders. The same basic tools that go into building a go-kart. So we use the same six mental faculties for anything we want to create. We can use them in simple or advanced ways, but we always go back to the same tools. First, there's the design, imagination. Then we use the building tools, the other faculties, intuition, memory, will, perception, and reason. These six mental faculties are how you bring an idea into fruition working with spiritual law. This is how you shape the thinking substance of the universe. Start with imagination. Everything starts as an idea. Imagination creates the blueprint for what you want. Intuition is the guidance to steer you. It is help from the unseen, your higher self, prompting you, nudging you to take actions one at a time. Once you ask a question based on imagination, I wonder if this would be possible, your intuition goes to work like a search engine to provide you with answers from the infinite. Your job then is to pay attention to the answers. And interestingly enough, memory is one way to do that. So let me tell you about future memory. In the book Alice in Wonderland, the Queen explains future memory to Alice, and Alice says, I can't remember things before they happen. And the Queen says, it's a poor sort of memory that only works backwards. So how can you remember ahead, remember the future? By practicing it, by visualizing and feeling yourself in the life you want. In prosperity class, we play a game where it's 3 years in the future, and we're running into each other again and telling about all the changes that have happened in our lives since we were in the class. We speak in present tense, speaking from the future we have imagined for ourselves. So it's something like, I'm so happy and grateful now that I was able to quit my day job, and I'm painting full-time, and I'm really making a good living doing that. In fact, I'm able to donate my services to teach art to underprivileged children in an after-school program. And we just go on from there. We talk about our health and our relationships, making sure to focus on how it feels. I'm so fulfilled. I'm so much happier. Because feeling is the frequency of the dream. And dreams come into fruition when you match the frequency of the dream. Everything is energy, right? So if you're vibrating down here and your dream is up here, it won't become your reality. And it won't come down to meet you. You have to elevate your consciousness to the level of the dream. You can have anything you are willing to become. So, practice. By spending as much time as possible in the dream, getting familiar with that frequency. This is how you get in harmony with your vision for your life. You memorize the feeling of the future. And I'm using the words dreams and visions today, but I know not everyone wants major life changes. A lot of you are pretty happy. This can work for anything, small things. I wish I had more income. I wish I had new summer clothes. I wish I could have a heart-to-heart with my adult son. I would like better health and vitality. Remember, the same tools are used to build anything you want. So even for little things, practice putting yourself in the vibration of what you want. How does it feel to have a good long talk with your son? Where are you sitting? What do you say or not say? Memorize that feeling. Memorize the future. Notice the present tense, not what will happen. You're in it. It's happening. You're not wishing and hoping for it. That will keep you stuck in the lack of it. So be in the moment where the dream exists. We were not trained this way, of course. We were told we could only remember what has already happened in three-dimensional time and space. And even that memory is pretty amazing. You are carrying around a storehouse of everything you have ever seen, heard, spoken, every experience. You might need to be hypnotized to remember it. Some people, though, have incredible kind of spooky memories. I had a minister friend who could tell about any event in her life, and she would say, it was a Tuesday, September 15th. It was raining that afternoon, and I was wearing my new shoes. For the smallest memories, I'm not sure I care about remembering all of that. And we all have memories we'd like to forget. Forgiveness would be so much easier if our memories were not so good. I know some of you worry about losing your memory. And there are books, of course. There are tricks to use to exercise your memory, to develop it. Supplements you can take. Just know, memory can work in either direction. To practice future memory, start with a vision. Doesn't have to be a big life-changing idea. So let's try it. Summer's coming. You can use your imagination to think of a trip you'd like to take. Let's say the Grand Canyon. And let's say you're not sure you'll have the money or the time this summer to go to the Grand Canyon, but you've always wanted to see it. Everybody talks about how great it is. So just set aside practicalities for now and start envisioning living this dream. So imagine you're packing. What clothes do you need? It can get pretty nippy at night there. Imagine rolling your bag into the airport, checking it at the desk. You're looking at your boarding pass that says Austin to Phoenix. Then are you sitting in a window or an aisle? What are you reading on the plane? Are you listening to something? And now you feel the wheels of the airplane touching down. How do you feel? Are you really excited to get on with this trip? So you've picked up your bag, you're at the rental car counter, and now you're driving out of the city, through the desert, up into the mountains toward the Grand Canyon. Are you the driver? Are you with someone else? What are you talking about? What's on the radio? The important thing is to make it real in your mind and be sure to include feelings. Feelings are creative jet fuel. We said last week the mind thinks in pictures, but feelings vibrate at the frequency of the dream. So you're standing on the rim of the Grand Canyon, the South Rim. You feel the cool air on your face. You're glad you brought that jacket. Breathe the fresh mountain air. Look at that magnificent vista and just feel, and how amazing is nature? A river wore down solid rock over millions of years to carve this mile-deep gorge that has become a feast for the eyes. And as the light changes, the colors are changing. And as you stand there, you just notice how close you feel to God. Now you have created a future memory. Visit that frequency as often as possible while you're doing the laundry, while you're driving in traffic. Memorize the vibration of you living that life. And you can apply this to whatever you want. When you shift your frequency, the universe adjusts to match you. It is always matching your frequency. Your life right now is a match to your frequency. So if you want something different, anything, health, relationships, a great job, spend time in that vision, that vibration, and watch the circumstances around you change to accommodate it. Once you have an idea, it already exists. Somewhere it is done. Tapping into the frequency of that vision is how you download it into space and time, into your current reality. You could even practice this out loud with someone who supports your vision. Be careful who you choose, but someone who's supportive. Pretend it's already happened. You're telling this friend all about your trip to the Grand Canyon and how great it was and what you did and how you felt. And include one more thing. What I didn't know when I first thought of this was, what I wish I'd known before the trip was, what would have made it easier for you to bring about the vision for your life? Just start the sentence, what I wish I'd known was, and see what pops out of your mouth. It may be you wish you'd known how easy it would be to get together the money to make that trip, so you wouldn't have worried about it so much. It may be that you didn't know how much this trip would strengthen your marriage. This is your intuition speaking to you. This is your future self letting you know how it turns out. You might be surprised what you already know. Be the person living your dream. And it might not be as specific as the Grand Canyon. Let's say you want a new job, but you're not sure what it should be. Can you imagine yourself getting dressed every day to go to work? Imagine some of the basics. Are you at a desk, in a meeting? Are you working outdoors? How does it feel? Do you feel useful, challenged, relieved to have an income again? Do you enjoy bantering with coworkers? Are you learning something entirely new? Sketch out the elements of what you want, even if you don't know the specifics. The universe takes care of how your dream comes about. Your job is to live at the frequency of the dream. Memorize the way it feels and go there as often as possible, always adding this or something even better. This might take some training for your mind, and that's where will comes in. Will is one of our 12 powers. Where is it? There it is, in the back. It's actually my favorite quilt. I love those colors. Our 12 powers are the divine attributes that are hardwired into us. We mistakenly think of will as force or willpower, making myself do something for my own good. And it can be used that way for a while, but anyone who has broken a New Year's resolution, anyone who has gone off a diet or failed to show up at the gym for years, knows that willpower is not all that powerful. But will can be used to help you create a new pattern of living. Will is a mental faculty that causes you to think and do what you really want. It's focus. Athletes call it mental toughness. Athletes do all of this, by the way. When you watch the Summer Olympics in August, assuming they go forward, listen for them to talk about mental faculties. They may not call them that, but they'll talk about meditation. They'll talk about visualizing exactly what they were going to do in their dive or their run. They are masters of will as mental exercise. And you can be too. Will is what allows you to stay in the frequency of your dream. It holds one idea on the screen of your mind to the exclusion of any outside distractions. Imagination by itself can't hold a vision very well. It's too busy. It needs will to make it steady enough to block any thoughts or feelings that are not in alignment with your dream. Will points your imagination in the right direction. It's the power of a laser beam versus a floodlight. As you learn to focus your mind, you will see changes begin to happen. It's called mental toughness because it's tough. One metaphysical writer, Wallace Wattles, in the 1920s said, "There is no labor from which most people shrink as they do from that of sustained and consecutive thought. It is the hardest work in the world." That's especially true when what you are observing outside of you in your life appears contrary to what you've been holding in your mind. Again, we've been trained to look at our circumstances and make decisions based on the conditions as we perceive them. I'm going to do a whole talk in a couple of weeks about condition-based thinking because it blocks what you want. You do not have to face reality every moment. In fact, the more you look up from conditions, the psalmist said, "I will lift mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help." Look up, look above the circumstances of your life to stay focused on your vision. Will allows you to do that. So make friends with your will. Spend some time with it every day. Exercise it like a muscle. And here's how. You longtime meditators are already good at this. Pick something to focus on. So I tried this while I was writing this talk, and when I looked up above my laptop screen, what I saw was my printer. So I focused on the on button on the printer. From where I was sitting, it was just a gray dot. And it can be anything, a candle flame, a treetop, whatever is in your line of sight. For 60 seconds, focus on one thing and nothing else. And good luck with that. So mine went like this. Dot, 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 dot. I wonder if the printer's actually on. Dot, 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 dot. This is good. I'm going to tell them about this tomorrow, and I'll be the role model for how to focus. Well, okay. Dot, 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 dot. Oh, shoot, I haven't cleaned the cat box yet. Thoughts will intrude. That's why you practice. Developing your will help you stay focused on your dreams, large or small. It builds a conscious connection between you and your desired result. This one-minute practice of will is also a quick and easy way to just calm yourself down, to clear your mind in the middle of the day. Just block out all other thoughts. Focus on one thing just for a minute. Learning to manage your conscious mind is the key to creating any experience you want. You're opening a channel for spirit to move to and through you. Concentration amplifies vibration. Concentration amplifies vibration. So the more steadfastly you can focus your mind on what you want, the more quickly your dream will manifest. Thought is the most powerful energy in the universe. Your mind is a powerful attractor. When you build a mental image, it must come into being. That's the law. So build your image with imagination. Listen to your intuition for next steps. Memorize the feeling of what you want and spend time there. Become the person living in the future and use your will to focus on that vision and exclude every distraction. Of course you won't do this perfectly, and there will be times when you have to think about other things. But return to this frequency, this feeling, every chance you get, and notice whether circumstances around you begin to change. So let's take these thoughts into meditation with Kit.
So let's begin this process, as we always do, by taking a deep cleansing breath. Putting our feet flat on the floor, grounded evenly. Maybe adjust your spine. Gently close your eyes. And we're going to do a little practice. So take a deep breath in. Hold it at the top just for a moment and then let it out fully. Let's do that again. Breathe in. Let it out fully. And bring your attention to the third eye, right there between your eyebrows. You can visualize an eye, or maybe a candle flame. Maybe a star. Someplace where there is light. You can give it a name. And if you feel yourself drifting, say that name, candle, star, light, eye. Begins to creep in, other than that, simply return gently. To that word, to that vision. Feel yourself begin to move deeper into that focus. Let the word love come to mind. This is the power of will. this expanded state.